This conversation is about pre-inspections. Before the property goes under contract, imagine you already had the county inspection, if there is one, or the municipal inspection, if there is one. Some are just indoor, some are just outdoor, some are both. Let's say today you were going to buy a luxury car. You're going to spend a lot of money on a luxury car. It's a pre-owned vehicle. However, it had no pre, 32-point quality check. The dealer across the street, the luxury dealer, they actually have a 32-point check, and you can see the list. You go, this is pretty extensive. They replaced parts. They did all these different things. Which car would you rather purchase? If they're all equal, the same price, well, probably the one that had the 32-point quality checklist. When your house goes on the market, if you haven't already done so, it's not too late, and that is get the county or the local code inspection if there is one. If you have a pool, it's a really good idea to have a pool inspection and to not have any surprises, as well as if you have a septic or a well or things of that nature, go ahead, get those inspections now. Those are the things that really become surprises. They're unknowns, they're defects, whatever you want to call it. They're surprises, and surprises are not a good thing in a real estate transaction. Now, lastly, you may want to have a full-blown pre-inspection on your property so you don't have any surprises. Wonderful idea. However, keep in mind, the purchaser, when they put the house under contract, they're going to want to get their own inspection. They want to be present when the inspector sees the investigates the property. You want them present. You want them to know about any challenges the property has before closing. And even though you may have a pre-inspection, like I said, you really want to encourage the buyer to have their own. All right. Thank you for listening.